Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Now is the time. And this is the moment. All else is but a memory of what has been, or a speculation of what might come. It's useful to look back and to look forward as well. But always remember, now is where you are, and now is when you can make a difference. Regrets and wishes will not change what has been or what will be. It is by taking action now, when you can, that you fulfill the best of your possibilities. On this day, when the calendar changes, and you're reminded of the passage of time, remember this. Whatever the month, whatever the year, now is the time for you to live. This is the moment for you to act. This is that moment. All that you are right now. All that you can be begins in this moment. Now is a great place to be. For when you live it fully, with love, with gratitude, with purpose, anything is possible. When I find myself in times of trouble, there's a voice that comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, God is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be. Oh.
let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be, let it be. Oh, though they be divided, there is still a chance that they will see, yes. And this will be an answer. Let it be. 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 This will be your answer. Let it be. Let it be. Oh. Let it be.
Before it goes, you can make it golden. You can sit there and watch this moment become forever lost, or you can put yourself into this moment and make it yours forever. This is a moment waiting to be lived. Imagine what can happen when you fill it with love, with commitment, when you fill it with courage and focus and effort. It's just a moment. And yet in this moment is truly everything you are and the birth of everything you can become. If you waste this moment, you waste the most precious things you have. But instead, feel this moment and the next with the best you can be. And there is no limit to what you can bring and what it can bring you. This moment is yours to use, but only if you use it now, while it's here. Fill it with value and meaning, and then you send it on its way. And remember, experience is not only what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. Sometimes you just have to let things go. You can't fix everything, don't try. Don't get anxious, don't get filled with anxiety and frustration and despondency. Just release it to God. Do yourself a favor and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. This will be your answer. Let things go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. You need to take these words of wisdom. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Come on.
Let it go.
Let it go.
There it goes.
Let it go.
Let go.
Judgment. Let go of criticism. Let go. Tell the truth. And say, I have lied. I'm lying right now that I'm okay. When someone said, how are you doing? I said, I'm okay, I'm fine. No, I'm lying. I can't really tell you how I feel. Because if I do, you're going to think I'm weak. You're going to think there's something wrong with me. You're going to think this. And you're going to think less than who I want you to think I am. But there's so much power when we let go of the judgment of our own circumstances. We all lie, and that's the truth. We all lie, and that's the truth. But true students don't say they lie. True students say, oh, no, I don't lie. I tell the truth. I'm a student of truth. How do you know what truth is? In order to know what truth is, you've experienced lying. How do you lie to yourself? Yes, Bishop Pearson, let it be. Let it be. So much power when we tell the truth about the lies that we tell, the lies that we live, the lies that we're hiding. Mm. You know, that's okay. That's the real challenge we have. It's not that we don't know truth. It's not that we don't like to meditate. It's not that we don't have spiritual books that we read. What really the truth is, we have mental constructs, ideas. We have things that's been fed to us that we've been conditioned to believe. Now, don't judge that. That's not a judgment. But things that we've been conditioned to believe that is right or wrong, things that we've been taught. So as we move through life in this ideas, this mental construct, this belief system, value system, take a hold of our lives, we're afraid to let it go. It's like we know we're supposed to just trust the process of life. But wait. So rather than trust the process of life, we do it intellectually. And then sometimes we judge those we see trusting the process of life. They're just not responsible. They just waste money. We all lie, and that is the truth. We all lie. Yep, I said it. We tell children not to lie, but we adults lie on the resume. We tell children lying is bad, but we go through a red light and tell the officer it wasn't on red yet. We all lie, and that's the truth. Let it be, bishoppearson.com. If you can find out more about Bishop Carlton Pearson, Pearson, PEARSON.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. Good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference simply by tuning in. You tune in to yourself, you catch the inner voice, the intuition, and you're led in what to do next. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and today we're going to go on a journey. The number is 347-426-3346. Let's tell the truth that we're liars. Oh, that's just strong words. Well, get over it. Word
have no power other than the power you give them. Yes, there is power in our words. Yes, but it's based on the power we give them. And yes, I understand that each word, each letter has a vibration. But if you're living in a space, if you're coming from a place of non-judgment, which is not always easy, if you're neutral about the words that you're speaking or that others are speaking, then you're not triggered when you're like, no, they shouldn't say that. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Yes, all the shows are archived, as you know. And if you're listening for the first time, the shows are archived. Find it on liveconversationsradio.com. Or you can simply go to iTunes and you can download it. All the shows are up there. You can just even go on your computer and subscribe to the podcast and you will download every day. Celeste will tell you, she's got an iPod in her ear, just download. She's ready to get a fix. She knows the importance of not going a day without Life Coach Ade. yes. We're here to set each other free. I'm coming to you not as an authority on truth, not even authority on lying, but coming to you as a experiencer of life. That yes, I lie. Yes, I've lied. Yes, I probably will lie tomorrow about something. No, I'm going to bed. I don't want to eat that chocolate candy. Okay, I've got to take a little bit. Oh, I'm going to eat more vegetables, but I don't think I can be bothered to eat it right now. You know, all those stuff. But we're going to just undress today. We're going to undress ourselves. If you need help, just call me. I'll help you undress. I don't care if you're male or female, because I see God. And I'm not even caught up in what your body is made of. So just come closer. Let's undress one another. And when we get very comfortable, we can bring out our monsters. Oh, you think your monster is scary? Look at mine. Oh, my God, I've been hiding it. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. You can post your questions on there. Or if you don't do Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. Post your question. Well, actually, click the Ask Life Coach Ade tab. And just follow the prompt. There's an email. I'll get it. And I'll read it out or answer your question. We also ask that you share the show right now, this very moment. Call now. Share it on Facebook. Click the like button. Scroll down to the bottom. Make it come in. Push the like button. Tweet it. Text it. Whatever. Stumble upon it. What's the other thing? Google Plus it. YouTube it. Do a video. Spread the word. Yes. There's a human side of me that wants the radio network to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. My intention is Life Conversations Radio. I'm speaking this now. Life Conversations Radio will be the BBC of the internet. If you've never been to England before, maybe one or two of you don't know, but generally you know what BBC is. Yeah, Life Conversations Radio is that place. I'm just speaking for Life Conversations Radio now, where we come together and we can say, my life is not so terrible after all. Yes, I need to stop judging myself. We're all making it through this thing called life. We live in this world where it's paradoxical. One minute this is acceptable, the next minute it's not. It's okay. This is a place where you can unwind. This is where you can invite people you've judged, your enemies and your haters. You can invite them to the house, because ultimately we are all doing the best with what we know. When we narrow it down further, we are all great people. We are all the creation of the divine creator. We are all the expression of divine intelligence. Now, some of us, based on our life experiences and our soul's mission, if you will,
kind of making challenges for us to see. They make it challenging for us to see that the expression of divine intelligence. But that's your lesson. That's my lesson.
347-426-3346. Let me give you some announcements so we can jump into this conversation. And 1 o'clock, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Don't forget, she's right here. And Celeste, I know you're listening. Folks are appreciating your Celestial Moment. They just look forward to it. I got a text yesterday from Mona. She said, I just love Celeste. I love listening to the Celestial Moment. We all have something to offer. Yes, indeed. In spite of the lies we were told, we are all struggling. And then sometimes we are all in the flow. Let me do the announcements because I'm feeling it. Interesting morning for me today. I'll tell you some things that happened the last few days. Kind of interesting. You can tell it's going to be one of those shows. It's going to be one of those shows, whatever that is. So anyway, speaking of one of those shows, yesterday I was not in a, I don't know where, I can't say that. Well, I can. But I did not feel aligned, okay? Because that's the truth. I did not feel aligned. And I did not feel aligned because once I analyzed it, once I sat with it, once I became still, in my mind, I have this conditioning that I'm supposed to feel a certain way every day. So what I was feeling yesterday felt uncomfortable. So in my mind, well, I interpreted that to be not in alignment. But it's impossible. Ooh, there's that word again. Yes. It is impossible to not be in alignment because it's something so much more than my thoughts, than my story, than what I think should be or shouldn't be. Now here's a thought that I just caught. I may not be in alignment in my thought with what is actually happening because I was trying to feel a different way rather than feel what I was feeling. And that causes chaos. So I even announced that yesterday at 2 o'clock was here to inspire. After the show, Celeste said, the show changed? What do you mean the show changed? I said, wait, today's not Wednesday? She said, no. I said, I can't believe I announced here to inspire at 2 o'clock after my show. And that was just Tuesday. I was just, I don't know what the heck was going on. But I did look at a soul horoscope by Christopher Witecki. And he brought me some insight. But boy, yesterday I was, for me, how I describe it, the God essence won't call it that, but for my human space, I was in a funk. Anyway, let's go to announcements. So today at 2 o'clock, here to inspire with Aisha. And she's telling us, she's reminding us, encouraging us, inspiring us to take off the victim coat. Stop playing the victim. Tune in 2 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday, Aisha, and here to inspire on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Tomorrow we have Caroline Sutherland, a medical intuitive. She's coming to inspire us, to remind us that to connect with our body wisdom. Your body is always talking to you. And sometimes you may not be the best interpreter of what your body is telling you. So she shows up because that's her mission on this planet, to help you interpret what's going on in your body. The message your body is telling you, showing you, reminding you, trying to get your attention. And she's going to teach us as well how we can do the same. So when I'm experiencing the kind of day I had yesterday, rather than saying, I hate feeling this way, and I actually said that yesterday, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, buddy. Someone must call you on the radio, or you were coaching somebody. What would you say to them? The words just came. What would you say to somebody else if you're working with them, and they said, I hate feeling this way? I was like, I want to hear that truth right now. Well, okay, first I will hold them in a loving space. Well, why don't you hold yourself in a loving space? Well, I don't like feeling this way. That's not what I asked you. Hold yourself in a loving place. All right. What else would you tell them?
Tell them to be gentle. Tell them to listen to what's seeking to be birthed. And then to even maybe consider maybe they're dying to the old and there's a dying happening. Allow the rebirth to show up, something new. Like, yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm going to step away from the laptop. I won't do work. Yes, indeed. So a body always tells us. The topic is your body knows and so do you. And next week, you can check out, just check out LifeConversationsMedia.com for the upcoming guests. We have Shelley Wilson. She's reminding us to stop just existing, but start living life fully. Start showing up. Start experiencing life. We have Sibonfu Sumay coming next Wednesday. Colette Baron Reed, the intuitive counselor. We've got great people, but look at the calendar. The calendar is the best bet right now to get the that's the updated page. I'm working on the upcoming guests. So, you know, we're going to weave today's topic into the announcements and you kind of fill in it. And my question to you is, what lie are you telling yourself? What does that really mean? You know, some of you might have some aversion to the word lie. No, I just don't like people saying that. Well, why? What's that about? What is it about a word that brings up so much? I was watching Anderson yesterday. I'm surprised that he had a talk show. But one of the things was he says he doesn't like rude people. And then the way he was talking about it, he was talking about it with so much passion. He said sometimes he goes up to people and then he realized that doesn't work. So we have all this conditioning, this value system, the stories that we tell ourselves. We want to present ourselves as spiritual folks, the light workers, the lovers of life, the compassionate one, but sometimes we're not feeling compassionate. Sometimes we just want to say, get the flip out of my face. Now, the other ways we lie to ourselves. We lie to ourselves by not telling the truth, by not admitting what we want, by not speaking what we desire. We lie because we think if we tell the truth about what we want, what we need, what we desire, what we intend, other people will be uncomfortable. Or we even think if we tell the truth, it's going to hurt people's feelings. The question is, the real thing is, the question is, your life is barking at you. Woof, listen, pay attention. The loyal friend is saying, I got you, even while you're lying. But the truth is, when we resist or when we worry about other people being hurt by us telling our truth, I guess the question is rather than the truth, the question is, are we really worried about the other person, how they feel? Or are we worried about what we're going to feel based on their response of what is true for us? So we say, you know, people don't want to hear the truth. People rather hear talk about the illusions of life. Who are these people you're talking about? And how come you know them so well? If we can all tell the truth that we lie, we can get to the truth of who we really are. If we can all tell the truth that we lie, and fight as you will, you do. It's part of life. What makes it challenging is our judgment about lying. My father used to say, okay, I hope I can remember the whole thing that he said. But he used to say three things, but every time I try to say, I remember two. He doesn't like people who lie, who steal. Oh, that's it. Oh, thank you. Ooh, I'm in the flow. People who lie, well, he actually told us he doesn't want his children to lie, steal, or be lazy. Those three things. And as a child, I didn't ask what does that mean. I just made up my own meaning of it. And I grew up with that idea. I used to remember that statement, lie still, or what's the other one? Be lazy. So the lies for me, how that manifested in my life is, I'd rather be quiet rather than tell you what I feel about you or something that's coming up for me. If I don't want to hurt people's feelings, I just be quiet. If I'm mad, I work with it, and inside I'm just boiling. Lazy. I don't know if that has something to do with me being a workaholic, because I can work myself. I can stay up all night while I'm sleepy and keep saying I'm tired, and I still stay up working. Then lazy. Ooh, my father did number on us. Well, he was expressing himself. Lazy. I have to really coach myself to be still, because like yesterday, I didn't really do much, but I kept feeling like I should be doing things. I just don't want to be lazy. But these things show up in our lives. It shows up in so many ways. I remember, and my dear friend, she's listening right now. She's listening on the phone line, and I want to use her as an example. And when she called in yesterday, and she was talking to Ambika, I'm talking about sex, talking about relationships. She was saying to her, you got to tell the truth. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with yourself and say, what do you want? She even said, actually, at that point, I'm thinking, oh, I wonder what listeners was thinking about that. She said, you got to be honest with yourself if you want to be with somebody who is in a relationship or not. If you want to be in a relationship with somebody who is married or not. Sometimes we don't even allow ourselves to say those things out loud, because someone will say, what do you mean you got to tell the church if you want to be with someone who is married? That's just wrong. Well, is it? People do it. Sometimes there's a person that's telling you that's just wrong. It's in a relationship with someone who's married. So they project their own judgment on you. Why is it important to tell the truth? Why is it important to tell the truth that we lie? You know, I look at it this way. I had this image come to me, an idea, if you will, a thought. As I was saying at the beginning of the show, we know that love is the essence of our being. We know it because we're always seeking it, want to feel it, want to express it. We want to be joyful. We want to be happy because innately we know that's the essence of who we are. We want to be loving and compassionate and giving and receiving. That's why we read books and listen to radio shows and watch televisions and go to the life class and go to spiritual centers that empower us, that remind us that life is good. We want somebody to tell us, yes, it is true, I know it. However, on the flip side, everything else starts showing us that there's some things we need to clean out. So the image, the idea that came to me is like, imagine your house, your apartment, your hotel, wherever you live, a bed and breakfast. You live in a tent, a cabin. If you want to, say you want to do a home improvement, but you kept buying new appliances, but you never took out the old one. You start bringing new things into the house, but you're not letting go of the old one. After a while, you won't be able to move around. So you have to decide if you want to get rid of the new stuff or the old stuff. Clearly, most of the time we'll get rid of the old stuff. Or maybe sometime we realize we didn't really need the new stuff. It's like, why did I get this? I don't have none of those. But females are good for saying this. I have a dress I bought many years ago. And, oh, my God, I loved it. I couldn't get into it, but I like it. And I was on a diet. And I have it now in my closet to remind me that I can get back to that shape. That's a lie. I'm losing all my female listeners. No, I'm not. We need to tell ourselves the truth. Until we can be with who we are right now, we will not fully experience the truth of who we really are.
So when we look at this image of the home improvement, bringing in new appliances and not releasing the old ones, what does that look like when it comes to us, humanity? On your spiritual path, we gather, we collect new insight, new awareness, truth about ourselves. We realize that the skills that, you know, maybe you were told you talk too much, or you like to play, or all you want to do is draw, all you want to do is sing, all you want to do is just sit in the kitchen. Whatever that you would judge or criticize about by your parents or family members, you start to realize, as a matter of fact, that's your gift, that's your passion, that's your access to living your purpose in life, for making a difference. We get all excited, but we still have all those belief systems. We believe that, oh, yeah, you talk too much. I talk to some of my friends. They tell me, why do you say stop it? Stop it, because when you say that, we wanted to keep going. But for me, when I was young, I was told I talk too much. I made that a negative statement. And I think I still have a little bit of that in me. So when I start talking and start going on a random, like, okay, stop it, stop it. We all have stuff we're moving through and sliding through, but are you ready to free yourself? When we're in pain, I'm not in pain. I'm not hurt. I'm not angry. If I'm angry, you know it. It's a lie. And what we do is, and all the we's that are listening, we project an image out there. We project an image out there that we've got it all together. We wake up in the morning. Those of us who have to go to 9 to 5 or go out, leave out in the morning, we make ourselves up to look a certain kind of way. Not a judgment. That's fine. But most of the time, we're not going to share what's really going on behind the scenes. It's so empowering when someone can tell the truth. And we don't tell the truth, because we've been trained to lie as a form of survival. We have words. I used to remember when something gets uncomfortable. Years and years, when people are talking to me and I get uncomfortable, I start talking. I start, well, yeah, I understand. I just talk. As long as I keep talking, I will be disconnected from what I'm feeling. But through my spiritual path, through my spiritual journey, practice, I mean, I learned to just be still, even if it doesn't feel good, to listen. We lie as a form of survival because a lot of us feel unworthy. We feel we're not good enough. We accept. We have a belief about ourselves that there's something wrong with us. So we'll make up stories. Because we know that if we read well, we convince ourselves, we tell the truth about ourselves, about what we're really dealing with, that we've been working on our life, on a mission, on a project, on an idea, on ourselves, but it looks like our life still sucks. If we say that, then we're leaving ourselves vulnerable. But think about the time you've been there for a friend, a loved one, and they were in that place and they were so vulnerable, and they were simply telling their story about what is happening within them at that moment. My God, that's when you hear the most profound truth, because they're not trying to sugarcoat it. They're not trying to spiritualize their words. They're not trying to be politically correct. They're coming from that place of raw vulnerability, and they're saying, I hate my life, or I feel like a failure, whatever it is. Depending on where you are energetically, you could either say, oh, cancer, I don't want to check that in my life. Ooh. Or you can just go, I understand what it means to be in that place. Or you may just listen. You allow the person to vent the pain that they're feeling. They go so deep.
And you look at them, tears coming down their eyes, they're talking, and they're coming from this place of vulnerability. That's where you hear the truth, and that truth. Now we can debate. Somebody might say, what truth? Universal truth? I don't have time for that today. Right now, anyway. I don't know what I'm going to do today, but right now, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you are telling the truth about your own health challenge, your emotional challenges, your financial challenges, your relationship challenges. When you're in that safe space and place where you can just express, when we allow ourselves to do that by having a very good friend. And when I say a very good friend, somebody who can hold the energy, it's not going to stop you from saying what is true, who can hold the light, a counselor, a minister, a coach, a teacher, a stranger. When you're with somebody who can hold the space and allow you to vent and clear your own energy, after you feel venting or sharing or screaming or yelling, whatever it is, if you notice, there's a sense of calmness, peace that happens. It just something comes over us. It's like in the Bible, it talks about the peace that passes all understanding. If we can allow ourselves to tell the truth, to be honest, honest about our lives, what is true for us. And it's not this honesty that, well, I'm just going to be honest. If you don't like it, that's your business. No. I'm talking about an honesty where you say what is true for yourself. Yesterday, I had such a struggle. I'm thinking, on Monday, I was all crazy, silly, bubbly, and I was over the top. What the heck is happening today? Now, to God, to spirit, to the divine consciousness, to my soul, it's just another day, just another moment. I, in my mind, thought, oh, I'm supposed to be all bubbly, and I just was stuck in the past, and it did not feel comfortable. And when we're stuck in the past, we lie to hide our vulnerability. We lie to not be judged. We lie to get a job. We lie to, you know, and we lie for so many reasons. We lie for so many reasons, and because we think if we really show ourselves, people won't like us. I'm going to give the segment when I tell my story. I mean, I'm always doing that. I tell some of my story, not all of my story. This is another conversation I've been having behind the scenes. It's like, you know, we all have stories. But anyway. There are things sometimes thinking, no, I'm not sharing that on the radio. And it's not so much sharing it is the problem. What's really behind that, because that's the thing, we say we're not going to do something, or the lie is not the big deal. When I say I don't want to share something on the radio, what's behind that? What's behind that is, if I say, oh, no, I don't want to tell nobody about that, it's because for me today, behind that is, if people know this about me, they might not love me. They might think less of me. They may think I'm not all that after all. Sometimes I catch myself. Sometimes I'm talking to a friend who would say, okay, all right, what's really going on here? Sometimes it happens on such an unconscious level. But the truth is, we are all doing our best with what we know. Sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we have a breakthrough. Sometimes we're loving. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're judgmental. Sometimes we're not. People say, I don't judge. Don't sit down somewhere. And I'm talking, you know, people would say, oh, you know, you got to judge. That's part of life. I'm not getting caught up in that intellectual reasoning stuff. How do we transcend this? When we come back, we're going to take a break. I can't even believe that's the time. Wow. We're going to talk how we transcend that. Not how do we tell the truth all the time, but how do we transcend that? So it doesn't matter if you're lying or telling the truth. It really doesn't matter, because the truth and the lie is the same. You can tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. Just watch the news. Some of your belief system is a lie that's been told over and over and over and over through parents, through yourself, through your friends, through the news media. That we've told that lie long enough, that is part of your truth now. But flip side is just one. A truth can be considered a lie. If you ever shared with somebody and shared something that is so true, and you may overhear a friend saying, but I don't believe that. I don't mean that. they're lying. That's not true. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we transcend that. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at alifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Think of the people that touch you the most. Boy, have they been through hell or what? That's why they touch us so deep. Because life has a way of breaking them open, cracking them open. And when you get cracked open, the only thing that will be revealed is the essence of who you are. That vulnerable, that childlike, that essence of God that you are. When you get cracked open, when you have a broken heart, it's a gift. How is that a gift? Because now your heart is broken open for you to get in touch with love and self-acceptance. And even while you're experiencing a broken heart, a voice inside of you reminds you that
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What do you want to say today? What do you want to know? Time started slipping. Lost its true meaning. Indigo children arrive, prophecy to be born. Do you recognize the signs? They're all around you. Time to shine that light and break out from the norm. The universe calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. More than that 9 to 5, it's so much more than the zeros and ones. We're living out of tune and rarely feel truly alive. When's the last time you walked barefoot on earth and with open arms and breath the sun? There's a coming. Oh yeah, I sing these songs to prophesy. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. Tell me when you're gonna pick it up. When you gonna pick it up. When you gonna pick it up. When you gonna pick it up. Whoa.
Universe is calling you. The one song, the united voice, the united verse, the one consciousness that is expressing itself as you. If this one voice, one verse, one song that is expressing itself as you is calling you, and it is you, how can you be unworthy? How can you be less than? How can there be something wrong with you? For something to be wrong with us, for us to be unworthy, is for something to be wrong with God, the God consciousness, the Christ light. But the mental activities, the ideas and constructs and belief system and value system and morals, what's right or what's wrong, has got us jacked up. It's time to release the jack and come down and feel grounded. For those of you who drive and know how to change a tire, know what that means. But if you don't drive or don't know how to change a tire, never mind. McCoy Ray, Rainbow. How are you shining? What's your color? To find out more about McCoy Ray, you can find him on Facebook. I want to read something from the sacred yes. The spirit just leads me to the right thing. Oh, and no, if I gave the impression that I didn't like yesterday's show, no, that's not what I was saying. The show was fun. I mean, I'm being cathartic. The energy of the show, I just couldn't get into it. For me, I was dealing with my own internal stuff that I didn't feel like I was how I would like to feel or I thought I should feel. And that's how we jam ourselves up. We're all working through this thing called life. You know, we just so much. Let's talk about transcendence. Let's transcend it. And then we almost throw some celestial moment, and then I want to read this. Just had the book next to me where actually I was told, ooh, this is nice. Two things. I was told to bring this book with me. So this is what I want to read from the sacred yes by Deborah Johnson, Letters from the Infinite. Remember, however, that moving into a consciousness of allowing yourself to be healed is not the same as fixing yourself. I am not asking you to look for what's wrong with you. I'm asking you to look for the places where you need to shine the most. Look for what is right about you and deal with everything that prevents and blocks you from expressing this rightness. Look for what is right about you and deal with everything that prevents and blocks you from expressing this
rightness. It's not that there is something wrong with you that we need to fix and do something to. No, quite the contrary. There is everything right about you. And you must create the space for what is within you to shine true. And you must create the space for what is within you to shine through. That can just simply mean, okay, well, I've got this light that needs to shine. Sometimes it's our insecurities that needs to shine through. It's our self-judgment that needs to come out into the light. Because when you allow your insecurities, your own judgment, your own self-doubts, guilt and shame, when they shine through, that's like bringing it out and putting it in the fireplace of life and say, okay, this is it. This is what I want to throw in the fire. That's when your light gets to shine. When we really just sit with the idea that we are love. Now, what does that mean? That takes some work. That takes some work as a spiritual being on this physical plane. It takes some being quiet, being still, listening, watching for signs and symbols from Mother Nature. Celeste is going to tell us about numbers in a minute. The God and the goddesses and the words that come through loved ones. The things, the billboard we see, just how God is just talking to us constantly. We've got to get still long enough to hear and know that there's really nothing wrong with us. So we need to declutter our minds and do what we need to do to transcend that sense of feeling unworthy, for settling for less, and giving ourselves reasons and excuse why, well, this must just be my lot. This is just what... It's an interesting thing because, one, when we talk about the field of self-help, self-improvement, self-transformation, whatever you want to call it, we talk about don't settle for less. And then we also talk about being where you are, bloom where you're planted. How do we figure this out? It's an internal work. Where you are you feeling a sense of struggle, of strive? Are you feeling sad and unhappy and putting on a face of everything is okay? Or you're in this space, you realize, you know, I want to move from where I'm at. And that doesn't just mean a home. I'm talking about just consciously, in your consciousness, that you're ready to shift. You're ready to break through. But there isn't a judgment about where you are. There's a sort of allowing. Even when you find yourself saying, I really desire to be somewhere else, there isn't this harsh energy. Because imagine, if you beating yourself up, how can you catch the inspiration? The worst thing we can do to ourselves, and we do it on a day-to-day basis on so many levels. It's a day-to-day thing. And, I was talking to a friend one day, last week actually, and I was going to say, you know, there's going to come a time where what people say won't hurt your feelings. I said, wait, no, hold on a minute. Let me take, because she was about to ask me, have you got to that stage? But just before she asked me, it was happening at the same time. She was going to ask me, and I said, hold on, let me take that back. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if I will get to a point on this planet where what people have to say about me is not going to hurt my feelings. I don't know. What I do know is I am going to be present when and if that happens. And I'm going to do what I need to do and get the lesson, get the message that, okay, something someone did hurt my feelings. And also embrace the fact that, you know, when people praised me for what I did, my work, my radio show, it felt good. You may have heard me say, don't put me on a pedestal unless you're going to join me up there. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like, ooh, that brother is grounded. Yes, and it's true. Don't put me up there unless you're going to be there with me. And I'm afraid of heights. But what we do as people is when we put someone on the pedestal, we kind of adore them. After a while, you're like, they don't know everything.
We wait for them to fall off. We say, ha, see? Because really, we project. Now, here's the thing. The truth is, all of us that are doing whatever work we're doing and we're shining and people put us on the pedestal, we do like the fact when people say, oh, I just love you, you inspire me. I love it. I love it. But I also understand the dangers of allowing that to go to my head where it's like, oh, my God, I'm just the great. So there's a part of me that says, no, 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 don't put me up there. I am figuring my way through life as well. And that's true. And there's a part of me that loves to be praised. We all have it. Rather than, well, you know, I don't want to be in the spotlight. Lie. Tell the truth. That you want to be known. That you want to write. That you want to sing. That you want to be at home with your children and not go to work. That you don't want to make love after a certain time at night because you're too tired. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth that, you know, you journal, you write, you pray, but sometimes you're still dealing with guilt and low self-esteem. Tell the truth. Have a celestial moment. How do you do it? Add the numbers up, and it equals, what is it, 3? I can't remember. Let me see, that's why I don't need to be Celeste Lane. I'm trying to do a segment to Celeste Lane. Anyway, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, number 347-426-3346. Yeah, I won't bring you right on to this. I'm not going to put you on blast like that, but I'm going to do it right now. Watch, watch. Put you on blast. Are you laughing? Stop laughing. You're live, Celeste. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. I want to tell you something, Life Coach Ade. Mm-hmm. I don't like you. Okay, that's not the truth. But I heard something when you talked, when you said the word project. I know. Did you catch that? That was a joke.
I
like you. You're my brother. Anyway, you know how when people are in a bad mood? And I'm putting myself in it because I have done this to so many souls, and I want to say I'm sorry. But you know how when somebody's in a bad mood and they just funky, you know? They just, oh. The next thing you want to do is project your affirmation on them. Let them be. Cut it out, family. Okay, I'm done.
Wait a minute. You're not going to get away that easy. What do you mean by that we project our affirmation in? Break that down a little.
For real? Now, yeah, don't tell project the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. Don't project your affirmations on funky people. When they want to feel like hearing it, they'll come to you. Somebody comes to you in a bad mood, create the space for them to be. They'll start telling you affirmations just because they appreciate your presence. I had to learn that the hard way. You know, I have a whole list of positive things.
You
want to
share
it?
You want to share one or two?
Well, you want to hear what I say, which is literally what you said? Okay, all is well. Trust the process of life, sweetie. Oh, don't be down. Man.
I love it.
Okay.
Ooh, guilty.
You want some more?
Last course, I guilty. Mm-hmm. That's charged. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. This is my favorite one. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. Don't be projecting your affirmation on me. Let me be funky.
While they're in pain, right? And with that speech. And because
I'm
we don't want to hear what they're saying, it's making us feel uncomfortable. I love it.
Yeah, let's tell the truth. Let's tell the truth because the reality is we really don't feel like holding that funky energy. So I'm like, let me go ahead and put you in a good mood, but you're bringing me down. Now, that's my own dance that I need to do. If that's my people, I'm going to be there with you. And I, for this day, from now on, if you hear me project an affirmation on you, get me. I'm sorry. Because I might
call you
it.
Out.
I'm human. I'm going to drop projecting affirmations today. That's my birthday gift for everybody. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, it's about mindfulness. It's about mindfulness. Yes, I've done it. All is well. We wanted sometimes somebody, they just need us to listen. And if it's too uncomfortable for us, then we need to look at what we're trying to hide. But yeah, thank you for that.
Oh, right. My pleasure. And you were right about the three, but you know, I've got to play a little game. So anyway, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2019. add 2019 and the energy of the day equals 12. Wait, I hear you say. It was 12 on Monday. Yes, it was. And my math was questioned by a certain somebody. Then they remembered. We went back to the beginning. Even numbers have a sense of humor. So since we played with 12, hanged one already this week, we get an extra treat by adding one more time. 1 plus 2, and we find a 3. The number of creation is hiding underneath, synthesizing the active and passive presences. 3 is more stable than the first two numbers, a triangle that signifies harmony and flow. 3 usually indicates some form of group activity, a coming together of more than two. In tarot, 3 is the Empress, and she represents heaven on earth and the everlasting fruit of abundance. The third animal in the medicine cards is the elk, and the elk holds the gift of stamina. The third letter in the alphabet is C, and words like connection, charisma, and circle wakes up the magical power of 3. Today's celestial moment is dedicated to Shannon Henderson and her beautiful family. She gifted me a heavenly moment this morning when she told me that she sang Bob Marley's The Sun is Shining so much that her four boys knew the words by heart. They created a morning ritual that I would like to pass on to all of you. She sings, "The sun is shining," and then the little ones sing back, "The weather is sweet, makes you want to move your dancing feet." What a way to wake up. It was through her story that the Three of Wands from Mother Peace Tarot flashed right before my eyes. So that's where we're going to put the focus today. Mother Peace reminds that human culture grew up around mothers and their offspring through language and the sharing of experience. The Three of Wands features a mother teaching her little ones how to paint without a critical eye. It's not about making the perfect picture. The point is to play and tell your story through the paint. The colors on the card are red, orange, and yellow. It's the representation of the balancing of the lower chakras, the dance from the roots, the sacral, and the solar plexus rising to the top with focused, loving attention. All creation is invited to witness and participate. Mama is serving up love. Tell the truth. What are you serving up today? What are you creating through your being? Allow the fire to burn away anything that does not bring joy. Burn them chains and limitations today. Be free and ignite a passionate storm of expression. The sun is shining and the weather is sweet. And that's the story of 3, told through our friend, the Three of Wands from Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. I'll see you on Thursday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste, for all you do. The celestial moment behind the scenes and screen and all the other stuff.
I know, right? Hi.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Tell the truth.
Life is good. It's getting better. 347-426-3346. There's so much freedom when we can connect. And no, to tell the truth, we gotta be at peace with our own truth first. And sometimes we're not. Sometimes it's scary. Here's something else from her. I just love it when I need just seeks me out, just finds me from the sacred disc. This under the same chapter. What is this chapter called? This is the personal truth and spiritual truth. And other people may not know all of the details of what is going on with you. However, the energy of what you are feeling and experiencing screams so loudly that oftentimes people cannot hear a word you are saying. It is important that you get to know who you are. What is important? Why is this important? So you can love yourself, my children. George Washington Carver said, "Whatever you love enough reveals its secret to you." Whatever you love enough reveals its secret to you. You must love yourself in order for all of your own secrets to be revealed to you. I didn't grow up in church, but I hope you may the Lord have whatever that thing is right here right now. May the Lord have a blessing on this word or whatever it is. That's what I feel like saying.
You know, you love yourself enough, even when you lie, when you tell the truth, when you're feeling judgmental, when you're self-critical, when you're projecting affirmation out of love yourself enough so that yourself can reveal itself to you. That's the journey. This journey, this spiritual walk, it's about breaking ourselves open. So we do our daily meditation. We do our forgiving process. We learn to be gentle with ourselves. We embody the truth. We embody forgiveness. We embody meditation. We become the way of life. We embody love. We embody creativity. We embody the wonderful quotes that we see on Facebook. That we say, oh, I needed to hear that. Oh, that's great. Oh, thank you. That we're not always there, but, you know, it strikes. It triggers us, it activates us, it resonates with us because we know it is true. There's one that I put up yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. I mean, I know what it says, but I just want to read it for me. Let's see. And I saw it, I'm like, yes, this goes in line with what, where is it right there? I have 10,000 of them over here, so I don't think I'll be able to find it. Oh, well, but I'll paraphrase. And it's something about, we're always talking about society. But we are the society. We are the one. Some of this quote, sometimes I put up, I always have to check in. But some of them are like, but I know somebody needs it, somebody needs to hear it. But the truth is, when we stop judging ourselves, when we stop judging our own feelings, when we stop judging how we're showing up, when we stop judging our creation, our work, when we stop judging how we parent, when we stop judging how we speak, when we stop judging what we're feeling or not feeling, when we can get to that place, we will experience a sort of freedom. Now, sometimes that's one path. Another path is, can you love yourself while you're being judgmental? Oh, the reason in mind was, well, that's impossible. You're even judging or loving. Well, whatever. I believe that if you can be loving when you're being judgmental, that itself will dissolve the judgment. And that love will set you free. It will set you free from that you're judging. It will set you free from seeing yourself separate from the person or the thing you're judging. And that freedom just ushers you into the flow of life. And then, yes, life becomes simple. And then sometimes you may go for months in that simple flow of life. And another time, your life's just like, what happened? What happened? My whole life is just turned upside down. A few months ago, I was just grateful. I had so much to be grateful for. Now, it's like my world is turned upside down, but it's all part of the process. I got a text this morning. A friend of mine made her transition. We weren't talking regularly, but I know her. And it would have been probably even more devastating had I not heard from another friend through Facebook, who told me that this other friend is in the hospice. And that was like 2 days ago. And this morning I looked at my phone and there's a text that she said the angel has gone to be with the Lord. It's like, wow. Like, you know, in this very moment, first of all, in this very moment, someone is making their transition to the spiritual realm right now. Somebody on this planet. But the truth is, it can be us. It can be the next moment. Now we can say, is this disease, is that, or you're too young, you're too old, they were old enough. We can have reason to think, well, while we justify and say, oh, okay, well, yes, because this happened to them, it's understandable that they died. But death can happen. Transition can happen any time. Well, when we leave the body, literally transcends out of the body, I think it might be easier than this. The death that's challenging is when we die and we're still alive. That's the real death. And we go through it every day. You know, you can have such a wonderful day, so full of passion and fire, and that passion, that fire, may
bring up all the other stuff that need to be burned up. And it shows up as being heavy and feeling out of alignment, and then we start judging it. I'm speaking of myself right here. But ultimately, we all got to find what works for us. What I'm sharing with you, this is my story. This is the story I've made up. This is what I know so far. And as I listen and I go beyond what I know intellectually, when I go beyond the reasoning mind and listen to intuition, I catch a new idea, I catch a new vision that I get to share on the show, before the show, with myself, with people that I know, with my friends. That vision that helps me go, oh, now I have a better clarity about my life. I have a better clarity about this. I have, you know, just insight. So it's taking time to be still and learning to love oneself no matter where we are. Because whatever you love enough reveals its secrets to you. Sometimes we have so much secrets, we don't even remember what it is because we don't love ourselves enough. We don't want to bring it out because we know. If we bring the secret out and we don't love ourselves enough, then we're going to beat ourselves up. We're going to beat ourselves down. We're going to feel bad. So, no, I can't bring that up. I don't love myself enough to do that. But love yourself enough that you create a space to reveal your own secrets. And if people are intimidated by it, don't want to hear it, then you're like, okay. This ain't about you anyway. This is about me. This is about my freedom. This is about my soul. This is about my transformation. I got something to share with you. It's time for to release the show. Let's do it now. Yes, I think we've got just enough time to do it. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Let's go here. Let's go to, let's see. Let's go. Let's respond to life with all the challenges. Let's respond to life. Oh, God, I have it here. 13 minutes? I think that's enough time. Be loved. Be true to yourself and be loved. I'll be back here tomorrow with Caroline Sutherland. Make sure you come back at 2 o'clock with Aisha here to inspire. This is, wrong one. This is Responding by Ombassa Sofera. You can find out more about her by going to ombassa.com, O-M-B-A-S-S-A. Let's do this. What's really going on? Get it together. You're messing up. But I love myself. I'm out of here. Don't forget to share the show with your friends and respond to life. This is called Responding. Unconditional love with self. Love yourself enough so you can receive your own secrets. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Physical, spiritual, emotional,
and mental abuse to have any place. If we are truly loving ourselves as we say we do others, we will honor that another has all rights to be just as they are, never changing for another, only for oneself. Creator always loves us just as we are. Therefore, we need no validation from others. At times, we the humans, we allow ourselves to look for love in abuse. Abuse of all kinds. Our relationships are based upon the need for someone else to show us that they love us by doing something to cause a reaction. Impulsive reaction over spontaneous response. Responding requires a desire to truly hear, a desire to truly see what is being said to us in any and each given situation, honoring the other for all that they're bringing in this moment. And in this moment, allowing spiritual guidance and deliberate movement to cause us to respond. Responding, when guided by spirit, can only be respectful. Responding when guided by spirit can only come from love. We must always honor ourselves as much as we do others. We must always love ourselves as we do others. There's only one love, the only love is unconditional. Without judgment, without fears of denial, because we love ourselves, we allow ourselves to just be as we are. We allow others to just be as they are. There can be no abuse when there is true love. We abuse ourselves. We punish ourselves with self-judgment. Let's replace. There is no space for self-judgment. There is only a place for love. Universal love. It's always what we seek to remember that is the true essence of who we are. We come from a source of abundant love. There's no reason for us not to feel love permeating in our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Lest we forget that we can always stop. We can always stop and remember from whence we came. And in this moment, we will always feel the warmth in our souls, our hearts, with love. Only love can conquer all things on this earth and beyond. Love is the greatest tool that we were blessed in this lifetime to possess. Only love gives the true meaning of what life really is. So we take this moment and each moment that follows to honor and to thank the one most high, the masterful, the merciful, the magnificent. Creator, of us all. We thank you and we love you. We honor your words, always that are true. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.